When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Dr. Martin Luther King Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the Animal World website, or excuse me, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Check out all the great stories and videos and stuff I post. I'm still in love with the podcast dogs and Goldie and the Frenchie. Boy, they just do some really fabulous stuff. So it's a fun way to cheer up and watch the dogs. You can go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World and I'll make sure that there isn't something there I forgot about that I need to check. And Dr. Nils has been posting some really great videos, videos and testimonials and so forth, and those are up on our site, the Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook as well. So I think that's all you need to know. And golly, it is the third Sunday of January. It is a beautiful, sunny, frozen morning out here where I am. And as always, keeping everything working smoothly, that would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, Martha. Good morning. And back to your comments about tomorrow being Dr. Martin Luther King Day. What better place to be to celebrate it than the Pacific Northwest than right in King County, which is named after Martin Luther King?
Well, you're in King County.
I am. Yep.
I'm in Snohomish County. And because it's the third Sunday of the month, that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings with Natasha Venter. And so Natasha is with us. Good morning, Natasha.
Hello. Good morning, good morning. And
but
happy,
you're not
happy
in King County either. So are
in
you in Skagit?
Are you
Skagit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we represent three counties, but you're the only one, Nathan, that can claim the King County.
Well, you're coming to here through our transmitter and broadcasting over King County, so that counts. You're covering
the
area.
So technically, we're all in King County, and that works for...
Our voices are being heard there. Or if you're online, you're hearing it elsewhere, too. But as far as AM and HD radio, we got you right here in King County.
All righty. And it is a holiday weekend. And a beautiful one at that. I got a lot of things we have to touch base on, I'll get to everything in a time. It was a challenging, tough week this week for me, and some that I love. So I'll share as we go, because I'm going to have Natasha check in on something. But let's start where we usually do, which is this beautiful sunny morning. I mean, it really is gorgeous. And one of the things, Nathan and Natasha, I've kind of had a dilemma. It's kind of like, you know, it's like spring is coming, and it's like during the day, my gosh, it's been 60, you know, almost 60 degrees here at my house. Several days that, you know, my thermometer said 58, you know, on its way to 59. It's like that's too close to 60. And anything over 50 is when things start to wake up and grow. And you know, when we have these winters that we get this blast of spring coming in early and it warms up enough for long enough, well, everything says, oh, okay, I guess it's spring, time to wake up. And all those little things start growing. And then it gets cold again and a lot of things get killed off or die. But however, my concern, of course, was the grass, is that I keep talking to my grass and telling it to stay asleep. Winter's not done yet. And so far that's working pretty good. And I'm thinking, geez, I'm not thrilled that it's getting so warm during the day, because that really – and a couple weeks ago, my frogs started waking up. I told them to go back to sleep for a while because it was too early, and they did. And I haven't heard from them in this latest sunny streak, so I think they're staying asleep. But, you know, it just – everybody gets confused.
So what you're saying is what I sent you last night in a text message was correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was weird. You'll have to explain that.
Yeah. So what I sent Martha last night was a little, kind of like a image or infographic of the seasons of Seattle. Normally, there's, you know, four seasons traditionally, but in Seattle we have 12 seasons. We just finished winter, and then the next one, which we're in right now, according to this graphic, is the Fool's Spring, which happens before second winter. Then you go into like Spring of Deception, third winter, then the Pollinating Spring, summer, Hell's Front Porch, False Fall, second summer, and actual fall is the season's cycle.
Well, we kind of do go in and out and all of that.
That is so like right about things. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm thinking I'm not happy that it's getting so warm during the day. But on the other hand, it's gorgeous. So I kind of came to the conclusion this week, well, you know, it is what it is, and I can talk to everything and all of that, but the bottom line is with this gorgeous sunshine and it's so beautiful going on, why would I want to spend it being upset because it's too warm during the day? It's too warm. So I just decided the best way to handle this is just enjoy the beautiful weather and talk to the plants and the frogs and the birds and everything. I mean, I'm almost expecting to see Rufus hummingbirds. If I see a Rufus hummingbird, then that's just going to do it for me. I was like, that you're months too early. So hopefully that won't happen. But anyway, it is absolutely gorgeous out, so we might as well enjoy the beautiful weather.
I think a lot of us needed that, the sunshine. I noticed around me a lot of people having this seasonal depressedness.
Yeah, you know, heard something. You tell me if this is true, Natasha. I heard something on the news sometime this week where they said with that seasonal depression sort of thing, you know, you don't get enough light.
Yeah.
And someone said, it's really important, when it is sunny, they said the most important thing was to get the sun on your eyes and your face. That's the most important. Is that true?
It is. It really is.
Because I actually went out that day and stood and, you know, got my face in the sun for a while. So if that's true, I guess that's the way you pick up the light the best for what we need.
It really is. And I was like watching a video and I always check in with videos to see how truthful they are to my body. Right. And that kind of thing. And one of them was saying that, you know, with us wearing sunglasses, that we actually phase out the sun, and a lot of us, that our skin doesn't know that it's time to be in the sun. It, you know, like our eyes are the windows to what's happening in our world. And so if we are wearing a lot of sunglasses, then that actually hinders some things. So like on the playground for the first recess, a lot of times I'll not wear sunglasses. So my skin and my body knows that it's sunny. And then if my eyes are irritated, then I'll wear sunglasses the rest of the recesses.
Clarify real quick. We're not telling you to go out and look directly at the sun.
No, exactly. Thank you.
Well, just going to say that because that's what bothered me when they said it's important that the sun get to your eyes. And I'm thinking, well, they can't be telling us that we're supposed to go out there and look at the sun because we all know how everybody yells at us when there's an eclipse of some kind to not look directly at the sun. So I went out and closed my eyes. And it's interesting you said that about sunglasses because I have to wear sunglasses pretty much all the time.
Me too.
My eyes are so sensitive to the light. You know, and I even have those wraparound glasses that go over my prescription glasses but cover the top and the sides so the light can't get in anywhere because my eyes are that sensitive. So that makes this seasonal affective disorder or whatever, you know, I think SAD, what they call it, you're more affected if you wear sunglasses.
And actually, you know, when we do get more light, the first light of the day, the very first light of the day is actually the better light for you. So the sun isn't up quite yet. The light of the day is not necessarily the sun. And so it's just getting where you can, like me walking out in the sun to my back, you know, but I'm out looking at the light, you know, it's not necessarily looking at the sun. Please don't. But yet at the same time, get the sun.
I stood and faced the sun and closed my eyes, you know, and I figured, well, that's got to be good enough because I'm not looking, you know, at the sun. That doesn't work. But it felt really good, you know, and we're not talking about, you know, going out and sunbathing. It's, you know, but just, I guess, a little bit of exposure and more exposure on your face, not enough to, you know, get burned or something, but
I find a way to open up the clothes in my chest and get the light in my neck and my chest, that it just kind of warms myself up a little bit.
All right, that's good. So
as an idea for you,
Nathan, what does any and Natasha, you know, intuition would be appreciated too. What's this weather look like? You know, I've been telling myself, and I think I said something about last week. I'm pretty sure I remember winters where we've had some serious snowfall in February. In fact, we may even, you know, so, you know, I'm thinking we can't be done, are we? I mean, and gee, have we even had a ski season? I'm not a skier, but I mean, I think there must be a lot of frustrated skiers out there.
Well, and
so what's supposed to be going on with the weather? And,
well, before we get into that, looking out west over the Olympics, I do got to say that they are not as snow-capped as I thought they were going to be. Mm-hmm. They're pretty, you know, kind of frosty on top, but they're not a lot of snow. But anyway.
Yeah, and I haven't heard anybody talking about, are we in trouble? Do we not have a snowpack like we need to going in, you know, out of winter and so forth? So I can't, in the picture that you've got up here for us on Zoom, the glare, I can't see the Olympics at all. So
yeah, unfortunately, with the way the camera is.
But you're saying that the snow cap on the Olympics is not as much as you think it ought to be at this time of year.
No, definitely not. But you know how I was mentioning about the 12 seasons that we have and we got a second winter coming up?
Yeah.
Well, we are in the full spring right now where we have mostly sunny skies and sunny skies today and tomorrow. Tuesday also pretty good amount of sunshine. Highs will be around 50s throughout the next few days. But as we go throughout the remainder of the week, it starts to get more and more cloudy. And with that, we'll bring more and more rain. And by looks like Friday night going into Sunday or Saturday, we have that second winter I was mentioning. A chance of rain and snow.
Oh, I hadn't heard the S word for snow, possibly. All right, so I guess that's the official weather report. Natasha, intuitively, do you have any sense about what's going to be going? And are we going to get cold? Are we going to get snow? Or not?
Well, when I was checking in back in the fall time when you asked me these questions, I really saw like the roller coaster that we're going to have times where it's warmer, times it's a little colder, wetter, you know, it's like, but it's going to be a really kind of a wavy time where it's like we're going to have these warm times and then rainy times and warm times and rainy snow times. And there's going to be a couple times where we are going to freeze. But coming back from Florida, when I came back from Florida, that I was like,
you were down there for the holidays, right? Because you have family mm-hmm. in Florida, right? Okay.
And I noticed that flying over the snow, the mountains didn't have the amount of snow on it that we normally do. Okay. So I would say that I wouldn't go into worry, but I'd go into consciousness that, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. It's going to be like those couple summers ago, oh, maybe about 5-7 years ago, where we really had, you know, a small snowpack, right? That it's just the ebb and flow of living in Washington. So yes, we're going to have colder times, but I don't really see our ground freezing like it has in the past years.
Hmm. So you say I may not get buried in snow for a while?
You may get some snow, but I wouldn't say, and if you're buried, it might last for 24 to 48 hours. Yeah.
I did have one, you know, I missed it, but I had one, you know, snowfall this year. It was last year. Whenever it was, it's the last time that it got cold. It snowed. Here I got about 3 inches of snow. The roads were never affected, but it stayed cold enough that my roof and all of my ground, other than the driveway and the roads, were white for the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of had, you know, I had a bout of snow, but it wasn't enough to.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're going to be doing this year, too, okay. is that if you get anything, it'll be something, and then it won't be something. It's just going to be one of these funky, weird years.
So we're still on the roller coaster, up and
we're
down.
We're still on the roller coaster.
And you see that continuing.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of like, really, this isn't our normal summer. The weather, our Earth is shifting like everything else is shifting, so she's kind of telling us that it's time for us to really honor and just appreciate the moment we're in. You know, it's really to be in the moment. Use the elements as they are. The sun for warming us, the water for washing away emotions, the wind for blowing things away. You know, it's like just use what we can for what we are.
Okay, so it's okay to be grateful and enjoy the sunshine.
Yes.
Yay, okay. So that's what we're going to do. Is hope for the best for the weather and what we need, and that we get the snowpack that we need. But let's all enjoy this beautiful sunshine. And you mentioned, because we also, there is something astrologically going on today. I mean, today is the new moon.
Yep.
Right. And that's usually a good thing, isn't it, Natasha?
Well,
I'm afraid to ask these days sometimes.
Well, we can talk about this after you open up the show, because it's a little bit. We're in
stuff
some big
going on that we need to know about.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. It's not actually. I enjoy these kinds of seasons that we're in because it stirs us up to really look at what we're needing to see, and I'm grateful for these awakenings that we go through.
Yeah. Well, all right, and before we're going to end up having to take care of advertisers, and then we'll officially start the show and do our prayers and affirmations and so forth. But you know, the big thing for a lot of us around here in the Pacific Northwest, how about those Seahawks? And of course, Nathan would be ready for that. Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, so, well, I had to say, you know, when we got to this point, I mean, for the last year, I've been saying, you know, I kind of don't even know how we got here. You know, I was kind of shocked that we ended up being where we're at, but, you know, I'm finally having to admit that I think we might have a team. And the thing that's really blowing me away is that, I don't know, for the first time since I can remember, now, remember, I'm old and my memory, I have to be jogged here and there, but I think we really have a defense. And that's kind of like the critical thing. You know, you can have the best offense in the world, but if you have no defense and they can just run, you know, that it doesn't work. But if you've got a fabulous defense, like we apparently seem to have right now, you can take a really high scoring team like San Francisco and they don't score much. So you don't have to have the spectacular offense, you know, because you don't have to score that much. And of course, we seem to have both. Yesterday, because it was a major blowout. What was it? 41-6. I mean, whoa.
That is, I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves quite yet because the 49ers are plagued with injuries. They had several key players who were hurt. So,
yes.
I would definitely, you know, not get too ahead of ourselves and remember that, you know, there's going to be much tougher competition ahead of us as the playoffs go on. So, yeah, we won great, but here
well,
comes
we got
the real
one,
deal.
One more game.
One more game until the big
for
one.
The division, and then it's the Super Bowl. So we just got to run one more time. So let's see. I think...
two more times.
Well,
two
one more
times.
Time. One more time to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then we got to the Super
then
Bowl.
You got yeah,
to
yeah,
finish. Yeah, you got to finish. You got to run through the finish line.
Yeah, and...
But remember when we won the Super Bowl back in, what year was that? That would have been, I don't remember, but either way, when the Seahawks beat the Broncos in the Super Bowl, that year they had the Legion of Boom, pretty much like the ultimate NFL defense
yep.
on their team.
Yeah, that's the last time I remember. the last time. But I also heard something that mentioned in the coverage last night that apparently, you know, Coach Mike McDonald, the one that, you know, I've had trouble understanding because, well, I've seen him smile once. But apparently he kind of was hired because defense is his thing. At least that's what they were saying last night. And if that's it, then apparently he's doing what he's supposed to do because, by golly, we got a defense. And and for the first time, I'm thinking, you know, there's a good possibility we could go all the way here. This could be, and that certainly the momentum certainly seems to be in the favor of the Seahawks. But I think, isn't it true, Nathan, we don't know who we're playing next week.
We still have to figure out that this evening, and let me...
Right, we'll know later today, because it's either going to be, isn't it, either going to be...
The Rams or the Bears.
Los Angeles Rams or the Chicago Bears.
Yep, or we should say the Rams or the Bears.
So who do we, who would
you
we
You probably
prefer?
Don't get that.
No.
I can't remember what show it's
Natasha
from,
thinks
but
that she does, I think.
It's a really famous way of for like the Chicago Bears that when you refer to them, you call them the Bears.
Yep.
From a TV show.
You think I would know that because I was born in Chicago. But okay, so it's the Bears. Is that right?
Oh, not the.
Not
the Bears.
Like D-A Bears.
Oh,
the Bears.
The Bears.
The yeah. Bears.
All right.
The Bears.
And apparently, I think I also heard that the Bears game and the Bears and the Rams play today, but they play in Chicago and it's really cold and snowy and all that junk. And, you know, so that they're thinking that Chicago would have somewhat of an advantage because Los Angeles might freeze when they play there.
You know, they're used to playing in the warm California temperatures.
Yeah, yeah. So, Natasha, who are we going to play next week?
I'm not jinxing anybody.
you're not willing to look at this?
I am willing to look at it. I'm not willing to jinx it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That sounds like it might be good news. We're just not going to say it.
I'm not going to say because I do not want to jinx it.
Well, I almost said that, but since you said the word, watching the because I didn't, I don't know if you guys you know were able to watch the game, but I'll tell you, you know they've got my attention now, and when they're doing this well and it's this close to the end, you know I'll actually even watch. But I was I had a wonderful session yesterday with a great family, and it was really an interesting session because it was with a French family. Mom, dad, two teenagers, and dog. But they literally, mom and dad were grown and raised in France, and they made a decision to move here. Huh. you might be thinking that they might be questioning their judgment at this point. At any rate, their primary language is French, and I'm not fluent in French. And the kid's much better at English, and the husband, than the wife. And, the session was unusual in that we're recording everything, which is good, and they're taking notes. But I would speak and explain something in great detail. And then I'd have to just sit and be quiet while the husband interpreted for the wife. So it was an unusual situation. And I love French. I think it's a beautiful language, and I can pick out words here and there. But anyway, so I heard a lot of French yesterday, and that was very fun. But we were working, you know, with the family and the dog and all of that. And bottom line is, I got finished in time. I was down in Redmond, so I got to listen to the fourth quarter on the way home. So that's the only – I did not get home in time to see any of the game. But I did watch the highlights on the news later, and I kind of decided that's kind of the way to go, because I've already realized that, you know, going in person to these games would definitely be out of my price range. I mean, I heard this week that the cheapest ticket for last night was like $450. It's like, oh, for football? I don't know. And I'm amazed. And there were like 70,000 plus people in that stadium. I don't know where everybody comes up with all that money, but my goodness. Anyway, so I thought it was the perfect way to watch, because on the highlights, they just show you all the scores. And, you know, so you get a reel of, oh, you see all the highlights, and then you're done. So I didn't have to watch the whole thing. So anyway, that was a pretty good way. You don't have to go to the stress of are they gonna or not, and all of that, the ups and downs during the game. You just get to see all the winning highlights at the end. So I was good with that. And I think next week, the next game for the division championship will be here next Sunday. Mm-hmm. I wrote down so we'd all know. Kickoff is not until 3:30, so it won't interfere with the show. You can still be here for the show and actually watch the game next Sunday at 3:30. So probably I will probably do that. It'll have to be a good game to hold my attention, but that should be a game that we can watch. So there you go. We are all caught up with our Seahawks and wish them well. Let's take care of our advertisers, and then we will come back and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling with this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They are located around the area here, a number of locations, but the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall are in Bothell on the Bothell Everett Highway. They should be in the morning, middle of Sunday morning meditation right now at 9:30, and service starts at 10. And you can stream it online through AnandaWashington.org or on Facebook at Ananda Washington. And I think there's free lunch at the temple after service today. And you can stay here for Animal World and then go to Temple online because, you know, you can watch it anytime on Facebook or, you know, on the website once service has happened. And you can check out all the great classes and events that are going on at Ananda. And they're all listed at AnandaWashington.org. And, of course, if you know anybody that has problems with their animal friends, especially the dogs, then I can help. And I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, work with people privately in their homes, and have a really good system going to get people educated and problems under control. And we do it all at once. So a marathon session, and then you get free phone follow-up privileges with me after I've seen you. And rarely do I have to see people more than once. So I'm going to give you my phone number. Please write it down and give it to anybody you know that has problems with their dogs and let them know that I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. My number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. And interesting, and I guess I'll share with you, I've had kind of a shift since the first of the year in that, and I'm delighted to say that business has picked up, that I'm starting to consistently work again, which is really, really good because it's been very, very slow and people have just not been looking much for dog training and not wanting to spend some money. But I also realized that I was, in a way, interfering with the flow, and I had to learn a lesson that I've always learned again, that I've learned more than once in this lifetime. And, you know, I do, we don't talk about it very often, but it has to do with the spiritual stuff, and we're getting ready to start the show with our prayers and affirmations, so I'm just going to tell you what I, the lesson I learned again, that I have known for, let's see, I think I got on board with what I call tithing, probably 40 years ago or more. And, you know, the basic spiritual law is, you know, we are here to serve, to share, to give. And that the idea is that you tithe to your spiritual source 10% of your income every month. And then the way it kind of works energetically is what you put out, you get back tenfold. And so if you want, you know, cash flow in your life, then you need to be putting some out. Well, so I know this lesson. I have learned it more than once over the years, because I argued with it for a while, and I wasn't doing it in love and wanting to share. I was doing it out of obligation, but, you know, I turned all those things around over the year. But honestly, what happened was this last year, you know, and I'm telling you, I need your help. Tell everybody, I'll talk to them for free on the phone, and, you know, business has just been really, really slow. And I'd get stuff scheduled, then everything would change. And then people, it just was not flowing. So December and a year doing finances, that kind of stuff. Well, I realized that most of the year I had let myself get behind on my tithing. because I commit at the beginning of the year for what I'm going to do every month for the year for, you know, for my spiritual source and what I'm giving. And I had not kept up with that. And so I was behind. So I was always catching up, but I was never caught up. So by the end of December, and I was able to give a big chunk towards the beginning of December, and I thought maybe I was caught up, maybe I wasn't. And so I called to find out, am I caught up on my tithe or not? Well, I still, there was another chunk of money I needed to pay to be caught up. But of course, when I called, you know, Ananda was really wondering. They said, you know, if it doesn't work for you, it's okay. Don't do it. Well, you know, just consider you good and all of that. But in my heart, I knew that was my commitment, you know, to master and my spiritual path. And I didn't want to let the year close without catching up. So on December 31st, I made my last tithe donation. December 31st. Up until that point, I was getting, I was lucky if I got one or two requests a week for someone looking for help, and most of them didn't pan out to anything. But now what are we? We're the 18th of January. Where now, since that time, since the 1st of January, I've gotten consistent requests from the app where most of my business comes through. And I have to pay to respond to those, but there hasn't been too many. There's been a trickle coming in. Every single one has been a really good case, something I can really help with. Every single one responded. Every single one I've had now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm on number 7. 7 in a row have all responded, and every single one of them has hired me. My calendar is like filling up. Okay? Now, nothing else changed. No, one other thing changed, and that was I started cleaning out my office. That helped, I know, getting the energy moving. But it's like the difference of night and day. And all I did was catch up the flow of my tithe. And so this time I'm saying, all right, Martha, you're learning this lesson now. You're never going to get behind on your tithe again. So that's my lesson again, and I'm going to keep it up, and we'll see if the flow continues. But the flow has been fabulous, and all it took was me catching up on my tithe. So If you aren't tithing, or if you aren't keeping up with it, and your flow isn't, cash flow isn't good, that might change it for you. So anyway, I'm very pleased that we got that. So let's go ahead before we get any farther off track with our starting the show here. And if you haven't been here before, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with all the animals. And that, of course, would be Saint Francis. So I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for us human animals, one for our animal friends, you know, because it's Sunday and I can. You can participate with me here and say the prayers and affirmations along with me to get spiritualized up for the day and the week, or you can opt out, completely up to you. But I know there's many of you that wait for this part of the show. So we are going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Oh, let's send this everywhere. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. That concludes our prayer section. Now we've got our affirmations. We've got a pile of those. Each one contributed by some member of our Animal World family here or there around the world. And we've chosen them for their life-altering properties. First one was a spiritual assignment from my spiritual source years ago, and it was say it three times a day for a week, see what happens. Well, changed my life, and it really does make a huge difference, and that's why I include it here. I say each affirmation out loud three times. You can do it along with me or opt out, as I said. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two comes from our best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen, and when she works with us on the air, you know, she usually gives an affirmation to keep the energy going, and that's where this one came from, and it was so powerful. I started doing it, and I still do it every day, and here it is for you as well. And when I talk about abundance in this particular affirmation, you can imagine the type of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time, or just a general abundance works also. Here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty, then this next one comes from the Ananda Institute, but the Italian division. It's the affirmation that I love for getting out in the world and being in the right frame of mind and energy. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty then, this next one comes from Natasha. And this is the one I use for me and my animal friends to kind of keep us in the best alignment and balance with the energies going on right now. So here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty then. Now we have the Warrior of Light, Ananda, worldwide affirmation. And oh boy, we need this one. And not just all around the world, but all around this country as well. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, usually wrap up our affirmations with Dr. Nell's wrap-up affirmation. However, I'm going to start something a little new here and adding a feature affirmation here for the last one that we do. And if you were not here last week, this is kind of helping us keep Dr. Nell's energy with us because we hope he will be able to return to the show. He sends out a newsletter once a month, and it comes up the first Sunday of the month, and he sends an affirmation for the month. His affirmation this month was so good. And he had to choose it, you know, to help him through the process he's going through right now. But his explanation is pretty incredible. And I've had a really amazing experience with it this week. So we are going to add Dr. Nell's affirmation here, but I'm going to read you one more time the explanation, because I wanted Natasha to hear it too, to see, you know, how she feels about it. He titled this, his section, he called it Divine Guidance. This last holiday season, we watched The Bishop's Wife. That's early in the movie, the bishop prays for guidance and gets it in the form of an angel named Dudley, played by Cary Grant. Have you ever prayed for guidance and got an angel or a sudden vision of what you should do? That's not how divine guidance has worked for me. In fact, when I felt I needed guidance the most because my life was upside down, things often went from bad to worse. What is that about? Well, I figured it out. It only took a half dozen heart-wrenching and soul-smashing experiences for me to understand that guidance does not typically come in the form of a smiling, handsome man that can sort a card file with a wave of his hand or turn novice ice skaters into ice dancers in the blink of an eye. Humans are weird. We want change, but we fear it so much that we stay put. It's like sitting just inside the doorway of a burning building, looking at safety only a few steps away. But it's dark outside and we can't see what is out there, so we wait and we wait until the fire is just too intense to stay another second. Then we make a run for it and see that a wall is about to come crashing down on us. So we change directions and run some more until we finally reach a safe place. The flames and the wall are divine guidance. The dark is the unknown that guidance is pushing us into. The unknown is our safe place. The unknown is my safe place? The unknown is my safe place. Now, let's make that an affirmation. The affirmation for the month of January is, I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. Now, if your life is stuck and getting uncomfortable, it is time for a change. Use this affirmation when you need change but fear it. Repeat it often, day and night, especially when you lie awake thinking, thinking, thinking. So, now, I'll tell you, I read this last week, and we did this affirmation last week. But I'll tell you, when I read this, I didn't like it. And I had to agree with it that now sometimes I have had those profoundly brilliant experiences when you get divine guidance comes in easy, simple, and all that. And most of the time that's the way. But I've also had the brick walls and the fires and the floods and all of that. And I totally agree with the concept here. But all of my life, like Natasha, I'm a Gemini that doesn't like change. I like to know. My left brain wants to know. I have to need all that sort of. So embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. You know, the first, from my mind is, no, it's not. No. Anyway, I know enough to know that when I didn't like it and I didn't want to go there, that's what I need to do. So I added this affirmation to my daily prayer and affirmation ritual. I maybe struggled through it a little bit the first few days. But I'm kind of blown away at the change that's been happening this week. Okay? Because I've gotten to the point now, I'm saying this affirmation, and I'm like, this feels good. This feels good. Mm-hmm. And like, now the last couple days when I've said it, it's like, yeah. I'm getting a different feeling about not knowing and the unknown. And I have to say, thank you, Dr. Nels. It's already shifting my life. So for right now, I think if I'm if it was hard for me, I know there's a lot of you out there that this concept's hard for you too. But trust me, this affirmation is a good one and it makes a difference. So we're going to add this one in at the end with Dr. Nell's affirmations until we all get comfortable with the unknown, because I think we got a lot more of that coming up. So here we go.
Yep. Yeah.
Natasha's going to talk to us about the astrology and stuff. So anyway, here we go. Last affirmation now before we conclude. Three times. I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. And then to conclude, from Dr. Nell's, cross your hands over your heart on your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week, and we got another really new good affirmation to add to it. I hope you all will add it like I did, because man, has it made a difference for me. All righty then. I think, Natasha, I was just going to turn it over to you and we talk about astrology here, but I think we don't want Bigfoot stomping around here, so we better take care of advertisers real quick. And then, well, at least let Natasha get started with the astrological stuff before we get on the love train. But we still have more than 2 hours to go, so we'll get to everything as we go. And, of course, phone lines are open from now on, so if you have questions, behavior training or healing or anything about animals for me, you want to know something about, human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, or personal reading with Natasha, you can pick up your phone anytime, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of our Dr. Martin Luther King Day holiday weekend edition. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, we heard from Jude Ponton, our wonderful premier sound healer, She is available to help you and has a room for new clients. You can see her in person. The Whispering Dragon Center is in her home in Shoreline, so great access, easy parking. You can work with her in person, which is a delight to be with the gongs and the acutonic forks and so forth, or she can work with you remotely. Check her out online, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, just shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Boy, it doesn't look like we have, you know, much time here to get into astrology.
No, I was going to say, it's a little
you just get rolling and I'd have to cut you off and all that stuff. So how about, I got something else to, I got a bunch of stuff to throw in here and there and share with you. So we'll start off the next hour, as long as phone's not ringing. So you have time to discuss. I'm going to wait for the sadder. I'm going to do the good. I have a great chicken story. You all know Merritt and Beth Clifton that are here from animals24-7.org, and they're here the first Sunday of the month, and that they live on Whidbey Island, and there was a rogue rooster on Whidbey, and Beth captured him and adopted him and brought him home, named him Henry. So Henry the rooster, and then Henry needed a wife, so Arabella came to the party, and so they have Henry and Arabella, and then eventually, this last year, Merritt built them a fabulous, big, huge, a wonderful chicken coop, and you know, so they have a really high-end condo for the roosters, and of course, you know, they're out during the day, and then they're enclosed in this, you know, beautiful chicken condo that they built for them, and that's been working really good. But I got a message, an email from Beth, and I know I got it ready for us here. It's just a question of what did I do with it, but all right, since I thought I had it right here. Let's see. Do that, and I'm going to go back here and find it really quick. Because I just want to share it with you. It is so good. All right, so here it is. Martha, I thought you'd appreciate a Henry and Arabella story. Well, unbeknownst to me, a coyote decided to spar with Henry in their coop. Henry, 1, coyote, 0. Merritt and I had just gotten home from the park at dusk. The chickens at that point every day go back into the coop at dusk. I got home, secured the coop, but I had not seen that Henry had a minor injury to his crown and that there were feathers all over the coop. We installed a light for the coop, but the chickens were in their house ready for the automatic door to be shut at 6:30 p.m. It was only about 5:30 at that point. I said goodnight to them without knowing they'd been in a battle before we got home. This morning, I went to let them out of the coop and give them their morning fruits and veggies, and I saw that a battle had occurred. We found coyote tracks around the coop, and knowing Henry as we do, the poor coyote had no idea what he was getting himself into. The coyote broke a latch and ran into the fence of the coop, leaving dents in a couple of places. Henry, as I have predicted for the last 2 years, kicked the coyote's butt. Henry has an injury, as I said, to his crown, but they are both fine and acting fairly normal. Proud of our rooster. He did his job, and he did it well. Merritt and I repaired the coop, and I'm putting in some something with food and treats. I think in the future, if we know we won't be home at dusk, we'll put them safely in their coop with the door locked, you know, before we leave. So the good news is that Henry and Ella Arabella are fine. But what a rooster. Henry, he fought off a coyote. Isn't that amazing?
Roosters, if we let them do their job, they are amazing in how they protect. I've seen videos where they've done it, gone against hawks, you know, just a lot of different things that they when they're in protective mode of their ladies, if they're the right type of rooster.
And that's impressive too, because, you know, you always hear about cats as, you know, aggressive. I wouldn't say aggressive, but as fierce as they are when they're protecting themselves, you know, we always hear about cats losing their fights to the coyotes. So, like a rooster, you wouldn't imagine that.
No, I was totally blown away when I read
Yeah,
that.
isn't that cool?
I would have thought, you know, yeah, roosters are tough and all of that, but really? One rooster against a big coyote, you know, well, not a big coyote, would be big to the rooster, but a coyote. But that I do know in my experience, we're at the top of the hour and we're going to be over anyway, so I can't go into story time. But having lived out in the country here now for several decades, and on my when I was at my farm, I had a lot of experience with coyotes. If we run out of time, nothing to do, one of you can remind me, and I'll tell you my cat and a coyote story. It's pretty amazing because coyotes can, at least back in the day, if you knew what you're doing, they're easily intimidated. But I'm having to, Natasha, change when I'm set because I think wildlife is changing and their behavior is
Oh, it's
changing.
huge
And I
how
don't think it's
animals.
predictable so much anymore. And
No.
anyway, so all bets are kind of off with all of that stuff. Now we're up against the top of the hour and we get to, your first time back, Natasha. We are back on the love train because, oh my gosh, do we need this energy more than
Oh,
anything?
yes.
But not just around the world, around the country. So there are opportunities during the love train. And remember, folks, you don't get to opt out here. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train. I'll come by and cruise through and pick you up. And we're going to send love all over the country, all over the world. There are several places in the song where you can send, you know, love and light all around. And you know, if you're paying attention, you know where to go. But we do need to send our neighbors to the north some love in Greenland and in a lot of places, but especially around the country. We need just, you know, love is the most powerful energy on the planet. So let's wrap the world in love. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.